Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, you know, just recently we heard that Joe Biden got really mad at some of his staff or people around him because of his poll numbers and how the how he's handling the Israel-Hamas war and so forth. Well, we just got a news story saying that Biden is now starting to get irritated about how the press is dealing with the polls. Saying, essentially they're not showing the ones where he's doing better and this kind of thing. But I got to tell you, folks, I don't sense overconfidence. I do sense that they know something's wrong. Otherwise, why would they bring in Clinton and Obama and have this huge thing at Radio City Music Hall, which, by the way, and I'm going to ask Denise Simon here in just a moment, as we welcome you to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of this hour, and you can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, especially if you have a question or comment for Denise. But let's go ahead and bring in Denise Simon again. From FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning and happy Easter again, Denise.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Absolutely. Well, you know, this thing that happened at Radio City Music Hall, I was thinking about this earlier because I was watching some of the recaps of it, and I thought, well, yeah, Radio City Music Hall is pretty cool. You know, I mean, it's a storied place, but you know, Joe Biden couldn't do the rallies that Donald Trump does. I mean, they have a comparatively small venue to where Trump could go to a much larger venue, let's say, to have a major rally.
I've been to two of Trump's rallies. And it isn't even so much that Trump is up speaking. There are other people often that are there too with him that are not speaking to kind of fill in the gap. They're there in solidarity. But the cool thing is the people that you're with when you go to one of those rallies.
Mm-hmm.
You're among friendlies, and it's comforting that, you know, I mean, we're in such a world of hate that it's comforting to be around a crowd of 20,000 or 30,000, whatever the number may be, where you have some sense of, oh God, you're not in this alone kind of thing.
Right.
But when it comes to Biden at Radio City Music Hall, it's really kind of fascinating to me that quite frankly, I would be somewhat embarrassed that I couldn't get through some kind of an event on my own.
Right.
that, I think, is really the reason that you had the two other presidents there. Because he can't get through this stuff on his own. It's almost like they had to explain things for him. They're picking up the slack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and what do you think about this, too? I mean, Obama, to some degree, I can see, but Bill Clinton, you know, Clinton seems to
he kind of looked like a fish out of water.
Exactly. Exactly right, because Clinton is kind of far removed from, you know, what Biden and Obama have been about. I mean, I guess they're all on the same team and this kind of thing. But Bill Clinton was the guy who came out and declared the era of big government is over, you know, and had to work with Newt Gingrich and this kind of stuff. It was a very different time. It's not that long ago, but it seems like a million years ago.
Well, it would be interesting to get on social media and just say, okay, Obama, you were there with Biden, so do you agree with, and then start going down all the things. You know, you want us, America, to reelect Biden. That means that you condone the Afghan withdrawal. Is that okay? You condone the fact that he, you know, lies constantly, like taking a train across the bridge that collapsed. Is that okay with you? What can you tell us about all of the things that happened in Ukraine and Romania and China while he was vice president? You good with all that? I mean, you good with, you know, 13 million people coming across that southern border and his policies there? I mean, this could be a very interesting situation here that, you know, push back and say, shame on you guys.
You're exactly right about that. And because it does seem to be kind of forced, you know, in so many ways. And the only reason they're there is, like you said, to pick up the slack, to bring the star power there. And, you know, it's not one big happy family. You know, they're trying to project, that they're unified. But I think it's much worse behind the scenes than we could think.
Well, let me say it this way. Behind the scenes, they've already, it's kind of like an alcoholic. They've already admitted they've got a problem, okay? So what's going on behind the scenes, as far as I'm concerned, is plotting. So that's the part that has me very concerned. What are they cooking up here? That's the part that I don't like.
No, I appreciate when you say that very, very much, because the idea, if I'm reading you right here, is, you know, they're doing everything they can to prop up Joe, get Joe reelected, but what happens after that? you know, if he has to step down for health reasons, then we got Kamala Harris. Is she just a better puppet in that case?
Well, I mean, she'll toe the line.
Yeah.
She'll do what she's told.
Yep. I think you're on to something there. All right.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Exactly. Well, Denise Simon, stay right there because we are coming right back, folks. Weekend edition is flying by. And we are going to be talking more about this, plus much, much more. Open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back with Denise Simon.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We want to say hello this morning to everybody listening, of course, on AM860, everybody listening on GCN, GCN Network, of course, and everybody listening on TalkStream Live as well. Glad to have you with us. Glad to have you on board. If you're finding the program on TalkStream Live, welcome. And we're glad that you're there. And someone else we're glad who's there, obviously, is Denise Simon. And we've got Denise Simon here from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And once again, welcome back to the show, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
You know, we got a quick message here from driver Ron in Denver. And he says, good morning, Kyle. Greetings from Mile High City. Says he went to bed last night with some atmospheric drizzle, but fearing a third consecutive weekend of heavy, wet snow, but left for work about an hour ago, and it looks like the skies are clearing. Anything in the forecast for our area? Well, we were able to sort of check that out, and it does look like, Ron, that you've got maybe some clouds, you know, kind of partly cloudy today on Saturday. Partly sunny, they're saying, on Sunday with showers late in the day. But then Monday, this is where the rain mixed with snow comes back fairly early. So you're going to see a temperature drop as well from the low 60s to the high 40s. So it looks like you want to be prepared for that. But have a great weekend and happy Easter as well. And Denise, you know, there is so much going on, especially with what's happening in the war with Ukraine. It looks like, I think, was it a Polish official who said,
yes,
be very careful because war could be very soon? What do you make of that?
He says this is real. He's been saying it all week long. Interestingly enough, there was a drone, a weaponized Russian drone Maybe it went off course, maybe it didn't, but it was actually found on a farm in Poland, and it exploded when it landed. So,
Yeah.
I mean, these are the kinds of things that make things go sideways.
Well, indeed. Now, obviously, you know, with NATO, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, and you mentioned earlier in the week, too, which is why the weekend edition is always so great, because we can kind of look back and see how things progressed throughout the last week, especially in situations like this. But you made a great statement where you said, you know, it's time to have all these European officials, basically they need to have Article 5 on their desks and refamiliarize themselves with exactly what's in it and how it works. Because there could be a mishap that would lead to some very dire straits.
I follow several channels on Telegram. Is it Telegram? Is it Signal? One of them.
Mm-hmm.
that reports things that are happening. And, you know, the drone that I just spoke of is something that just happened yesterday. So it's not the first incident by a long shot. And these are the things that have the Baltic states very concerned, and they should. So you can just about imagine the conversations that these leaders in Moldova and Latvia and Georgia and whatnot are all having and should be having. The other thing, too, is... you got to wonder what the advisors, because we've got all kinds of military in Eastern Europe. So what is it that they're reporting? I'm seeing things that, you know, that are clearly not what they're seeing. They're seeing much more than I am. But what are they saying? So what gets into briefings? You know, what really happens here? What is the war planning look like? So I'm real concerned here that timing is everything. I think that there could be some real trouble here. And I'm concerned that Putin is looking at the timing, especially with elections and campaigns and, you know, all these other kinds of things. I'm a little nervous on what he is plotting. So,
well, indeed. Well, one of the things about being president of the United States and here in this election season is you have to be able to do so many different things all at the same time. and obviously, I think there's a lot of question about whether Joe Biden can process a lot all at the same time. But nevertheless, you know, it's in our best interest to help prevent a larger war. What kind of engagement or lack of engagement do you think is happening vis-a-vis the Ukraine situation, Europe now as a whole here? Or is the Biden administration and Biden campaign just fixated on Trump's trying to steal our democracy, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump's the big threat.
God. it's really, he's not making the decisions. He may get briefings, but he's got 19 other people sitting in the room here. So, you know, he's getting briefings. So what in these briefings are these other people, the national security team, what are they saying to them? I think that is, and what decisions are they making? That's the part that I think is really scary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, to some degree, you know, Vladimir Putin has become like a cliche, just like a character that can be used by the Democrats. Well, you know, Putin this and Putin that and Putin. But are they talking about you know, actually dealing with this kind of stuff? Are they capable of it, or they're just using Putin as like a cartoon character to further their own, you know, political narrative?
I know we hear Putin a lot, and Russia, Russia, Russia a lot. But I will tell you that when there's reference made, the wrong references are made. I mean, the KGB tactics and what Putin is doing is they're very real and they're very dangerous. I was actually thinking yesterday that this cat, he's a paranoid leader. He concocts things and he thinks that the world is out to get him, so he's going on the offensive. You know, somebody go tell the Russian citizens, you're being led down this path, and your country is going broke, or broker, for a guy that is concocting conditions here that are not even real, and he's paranoid. You know, that's a bad place to be.
Well, right, because, you know, and
I mean, look at all the threats that he's put out.
Oh yeah. Well, it used to be unthinkable to talk about having a nuclear war. You know, that would have been you know, so far over the edge. You know, because especially, you know, throughout the 80s, the Reagan era and so forth, this whole thing was, you know, this, you know, there are movies about it and this kind of thing that, you know, this was completely unthinkable, even to, you know, and I know Reagan made the funny comment about the bombing of Russia, but generally speaking, you weren't supposed to sort of talk about this stuff. But now it's like every other day, some Russian commentator or whatever is saying, oh, yes, well, we could do this and it'll all work.
Russia, does have some military capabilities. I mean, I won't discount that. But on the other hand, remember that big, huge line, that convoy of tanks that we were so worried about, Russian tanks that looked like they were, I mean, there were a huge column of them, 40 or 50 of them, and we were wondering what that was going to happen. That was like last year or year before last.
Yeah.
Remember
exactly.
That?
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like, whatever happened to them? Well, I'll tell you what happened to them. They all were using old Chinese tires. They all collapsed.
And
they run out of gas.
Oh, my God.
They're not training their forces. They're giving them 2 days' worth of training, you know, a week's worth of MREs, and say, hey, go fight.
Yeah, exactly. That's very, very telling. Well, tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour, everybody. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is going to be back with us. We'll take your telephone calls, too, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Continue to race through the weekend edition, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here. And we have a lot more to go. And we hope that you're having a great weekend out there, wherever you are. Happy Easter as well, by the way. And we've got the telephone lines lighting up already, but we've also got, of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And and once again, Denise, you know, what we are watching happening in Europe should be very concerning. And it just seems to me that the administration just doesn't know how to handle it. Or is this really, you know, do they kind of want things to kind of get a little bit more out of control?
There's no way for me to know. We've got people that are making national security decisions that don't have the resumes that qualify them to make these national security decisions.
Indeed. And it's almost like, because I remember when the campaign was going on back in 2020, and they based a lot of this on the notion that the adults would come back in the room because
Trump
doesn't know how to do things. And yet it's we've seen, it just feels very scary. I'll just leave it at that.
Well, when we have a crisis, like we have somewhat of a crisis here in the port of Baltimore, don't think our enemies are not exploiting that crisis. And they get their trolls and they start getting on social media and they start plotting all of these nefarious things. It was the CIA at work, or, you know, this was a cyber attack, or, you know, there are explosives that were already on that bridge to blow it up. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you an interesting factoid. I've been getting all kinds of messages here in the last couple of days. I don't care about the bridge. I have right now at all. All I want is for the ship and the remnants of this bridge to be cleared. Just do everything you need to do to open that channel. And what I said on your show was, bring in the barges and bring in the cranes. Well, interestingly enough, we have barges there now, and we have a crane, or a couple of cranes, more on the way. But let me tell you something about the crane that just showed up.
Okay.
It is the largest crane that the United States has. Where it was stored, I don't know. But this crane was used back in 1974.
Oh, wow.
It was built by the CIA. Now, why would the CIA build a crane? Well, turns out in the Pacific, there was a sunken, dead Russian submarine. And we found out about it, we knew about it, and we decided that we were going to go get it. The CIA wanted to go get it to harvest what we could out of that crane, I mean, out of that submarine, to learn what we needed to learn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
The CIA, had this crane built. They went out into the Pacific, and they successfully, ladies and gentlemen, got the submarine. This was known as Project Azorian. So for your listeners that want to go look up a little bit of history, go check out Project Azorian. So
wow, that is really something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I was explaining this to my kids yesterday, and of course they're just asking me to set off a whole other set of questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I said after we harvested what we wanted to out of that sub, we resunk it. And I said, well, why would we resunk? Well, we didn't need it anymore. Plus, remember, as I said, whatever Russia was doing at the time, and certainly are doing it today, they don't have the highest quality of stuff or people.
That's really true. Yeah, you're right about that. It's a lot of it's always sort of been inferior to American military, that's for sure. But
crane is not big enough, actually, to do what it needs to do, so we have to use the crane to cut up pieces of that bridge first.
But I agree with you. The time is of the essence. You have, you know, over 100,000 workers, right, that are wondering, you know, what's going to happen next. They need to do their jobs.
The longshoremen can move them to other ports. They're going to have to take the traffic.
Mm-hmm. Well, something, yeah, exactly. They've got to be able to keep going no matter what. Well, let's head over to line one. We've got Mary in St. Pete this morning. She's got a question for you. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Yes. You know, one of the first things I did with COVID was read the COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. And if you haven't read that book, you're missing what these people in Davos want to do with the world, and including killing 7 billion people that live here. And I believe that. He put the book out and tells you exactly what they want to do. So if you can connect the Great Reset with the Biden administration, and that means everyone who thinks like that and who is behind this quote Biden, Joe Biden is maybe not Joe Biden, but just a whole group of people, connect it with the Great Reset people and ask people if you want to vote for eating bugs, because that's what it is. Do you want to be a slave with a digital currency? Mm-hmm. I don't think people, it's in the book. With this Harari person who doesn't believe in human beings, even though he's one himself. That's just what I think when I read the book. Then they tell you what they want to do. But I did have a question for Denise.
Sure.
If you haven't seen how the left ruins everything, I don't do social media at all. I've seen people go absolutely berserk mm-hmm. with social media, created by DARPA, by the way, the government.
Mm-hmm.
What is the origin of Facebook? I mean, look that up as well. But I try to go to even a TV station that is presenting 30-year-old shows has been invaded by the left with the mm-hmm. station News Nation. If you haven't seen Cuomo on there lately, he looks like a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
The Cuomo who used to be on CNN,
yeah.
ranting and raving all the time on the TV.
Not so much now anymore.
Now he's on News Nation and looks like a completely different person.
Yes.
It's absolutely nauseating.
Yeah.
I was wondering if she had seen that.
Okay,
thank
cool.
you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Great call. Take care.
I have.
Mary and
St. Pete. He's gotten a little more sane.
Yeah.
He is a completely different person. You kind of have to wonder what's going on there. But I'm glad she actually brought up the Great Reset and that kind of thing. And I'll tell you, I asked a friend of mine who still maintains a Q security clearance, which is the top security clearance you can get from the Department of Energy. I asked him to write an article because he's got better bona fides than I do on our not only supply chain but our stockpiles.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are not ready for the next disaster. And the stockpiles are not just medical stockpiles, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just about beds and medicines and vaccines and ventilators and all those other kinds of things, which I would argue that FEMA has probably scooped up anyway and sent them to all these cities for these illegals, you know, these sanctuary
right.
cities.
Right.
But the other things that are stockpiled is, remember, it's oil and gas. Remember how low that is.
That's
so
right.
That's really the scandal here, that our federal government under Biden has done nothing to deal with these stockpiles, much less the training for the next disaster, I
mm-hmm.
would argue. We're too busy still doing DEI training and, you know, all that other kind of nonsense.
That's right. Yeah, to make it socially correct or something. We do
yes.
have another caller hanging on, but we're going to start to run out of time. Denise, can you stay for the first part of the next segment to answer the
sure.
caller's question? Sounds
sure.
good. So, Anthony, we got Anthony who's hanging on the line. Anthony, if you can hold on, we're going to keep you over the break, and then Denise can answer your question at the top of the next segment, and then we'll be off and running from there. But thank you so much, Denise. I appreciate you sticking around
no
because
problem.
We always try to get to our callers' questions. And so, folks, stay right there because we are going to come right back here on the weekend edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to get a little bonus here with Denise sticking with us for another few minutes. And that's very, very, very cool of her to do. 949-822-7959. Stay right there because we are coming right back. It is the weekend edition, and we are having fun.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle
One. All right, the weekend edition continues. And we're having a great time this morning, by the way. We have a lot more to talk about. We're heading into the final segment of the program, though, this morning. And it has really just flown by. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we're glad to be with you. We've got Denise Simon. Denise has been so kind. She is hanging over here into the top part of this final segment of the program this morning because we had a caller who has been patiently waiting for us, Denise. And so once again, thank you for sticking around.
No problem.
All right. Well, let's go over to Anthony in Tampa. We've got him. He's been also patiently waiting on the line. Good morning, Anthony. You're on with Denise Simon.
No worry about the wait. I enjoyed the conversations and all the information. Let me go on to say that I enjoy the comedic incidents that occur in the movie, and this is the original 1970 version of The Out of Towners with Jack Lemmon. These innocent Cleveland individuals who travel to New York and are befallen by all sorts of mishaps. But in all seriousness, I would say New York City is pretty much rotting within.
Yes.
Because, it started off with elderly Asians and elderly Jewish individuals getting accosted and attacked. Then it was police officers getting shot and killed indiscriminately. It doesn't matter what what ethnic group you're in, you're a target for the BLM. The BLM put out a call to those who betrayed their particular race, and that means that police officers who are black, Hispanics, Asians, it doesn't matter. If you're wearing the uniform, you're a traitor to the BLM movement. And again, the people being pushed into subway railings. Now you've had incidents where women, white women, getting body slammed and paralyzed for the sake of the accoster getting money, and now you have this incident with women, and I thought it was primarily just white women, but it seems like other ethnic groups are getting the brunt of the this attack, and it's going to be a copycat syndrome here, because it's no stopping it. Once it's out there, you're going to have copycats doing the same thing. And okay, so my question to you, Denise, is, and this is, and I've mentioned this to Jay Sekulow also, because he's from a Russian Jewish ethnicity, mm-hmm. His family is. Are the left leaning Jewish, are they going to come full circle and realize what they're against? Because they can hide their heads in the sand and say, well, as long as we align ourselves in favor of the Palestinian radicals that are in this country, that they're going to let them pass. My understanding is, because of history and the way the religious faction is and their beliefs, it's not going to slide. They're not going to slide. They're not going to go by that. Jews are targets for extermination. It's just simple as that. It's in the Quran, and they're going to, and the radicals, even the moderates, are going to have to heed. If they're really devoted to Islam, they're going to have to heed to that. Either that, or they're going to have to abandon the religion.
I understand where you're going, and yeah. I actually agree with you.
What's your view on that? And I'd appreciate your comments. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. Great call. We appreciate it.
There's a distinction. My son and I had this discussion, I don't know, a year or so ago now, but you've got Israelis, and then you got American Jews, and they're very different. And I think a lot of this comes down to some of these rabbis. I keep saying that Israel is not telling the kind of story that they need to be telling.
Indeed.
And I think that, you know, the Israelis, they get it, but the Jews here in the United States, they need to be retaught some things. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of Orthodox Jews or Hasidic Jews. I mean, there are in New York. There are some in Atlanta. But, you know, those in the rest of the country, they're not paying the kind of attention that they need to be paying. And I put that on some of these Jewish organizations like the Anti-Defamation League and so forth. Israel needs to do some of its own reteaching.
Indeed, yeah. They've got to real, because they're so far removed from what's happening daily in Israel. Mm-hmm. And some people get it, but yeah, it's kind of far removed. But I appreciate you sticking around, Denise, so very much. Thanks for taking Anthony's call with us here this morning. But I hope that you have a really happy Easter as well.
You too.
And
right,
we're
going to
see you back on Monday morning. Take care.
All right. Be well.
Thank you, too. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, of course. So go check it out. She's got a lot of great articles, a lot of great material over there that you want to definitely check out. And I appreciate Anthony hanging over the break as well. And, folks, again, it's the weekend edition. It's going by so super fast, I can't even tell you. But that's one of the great things about this particular program, is that if you are working overnight, you're working whatever it is that you're doing, hopefully we make it go by just a little bit more quickly for you as you do your job or what have you throughout the overnight hours in America. We do have another telephone call coming in as well. We've got Eric in Tennessee this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Sad to see Denise go. Real quick, I was going to maybe dovetailing on what she was talking about. And
that's fine.
She was talking about that lack of supply chain issues. There is a rare earth mineral that is required. I cannot remember the name for the life of me. Just when she's mentioned it, I couldn't remember the name. A rare earth mineral that is only or was only mined in the United States up, I think it was in Michigan, that is required for the production of regular small arms ammunition. And our supply has been coming from the Russian Federation since the late 90s and is scheduled to run out in 2025 for the production of small arms ammunition for the military. So that's one thing that, you know, down to the actual personal, you know, small arms, you know, M4s, pistols, you know, 6 hour, whatever, the 40 calibers, the, you know, 45s, et cetera, that is running out. We don't have any more. We don't have it. We haven't secured that yet.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about the Russian submarine from this 50 years ago. It's a fascinating story with the crane. I think people should also realize that the titanium used to build America's first high-altitude, high-speed spy planes, such as the SR-71, was purchased by a CIA cutout company from a KGB cutout company in Russia in the late 50s, early 60s. That's, people can look that up. So I don't think it's, you know, I don't think that it's as adversarial as, or excuse me, as I say, they're adversaries, but I don't think it's as distant an adversarial relationship in the past as people led on to believe. And number two, she was talking about the lack of supply and the hollowing out of our military. I'm arguing that it is a Western, I should say, a program to hollow out the bodies of the powerful Western nations. If people look into Germany, of all countries, mm-hmm. their military is almost non-existent now because of these great reset policies, if you will, because of the World Economic Forum policies. They're having hard times even getting uniforms and boots for their people. I don't want to say hard times, excuse me, a managed difficulty in getting, you know, acquiring proper gear. Germany is and was the powerhouse, military powerhouse of Europe. I feel, in my opinion, that mm-hmm. this is a staged, managed decline of Western hegemony, if you will, and that it is purposefully being done for the ascension of China and the BRICS nations. It's time for, you know, mm-hmm. look into equity. Oh, it's time for their fair share and, you know, their turn. Anyway, that's my two cents.
Yeah,
I think there's more going on than what meets the eye, but I appreciate you taking my call, Kyle, and have a good day, man.
Hey, you too. Thank you, Eric. Take care. We'll talk again soon. Eric in Tennessee, everybody. Always great to hear from him. And I'll tell you what, folks, as I said, this just goes by so very, very quickly, and that's kind of cool in and of itself. But number one, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter out there as we go through this Easter week. And, of course, we're going to have some pretty inclement weather here in my part of the country, but especially wherever you are, I hope that you've got some great weather. You can enjoy the weekend as well. And, folks, once again, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for all the great messages. Thanks for all the great calls this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. Thanks for your support and for your kind words. You know, it really does mean the world. And so once again, we're going to see you bright and early on Monday morning. KyleWarrenShow.com is the home website. Once again, happy Easter, everybody. We're going to see you back here on Monday. Take care out there.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.